800-919-8990. $615 away from the next $1,000 level. So give us a call. Make that pledge. Paul is with us this morning, and we've got Connie, Kathy, they're out there ready to join with us. This morning we begin our reading from the Psalms, as we do every morning.
Psalm 42.
Went to the Lord in prayer. And I just thought that the New International Version kind of makes it a little clearer.
Sure.
Because, you know, if I told somebody we're going to go heart hunting, they might not know what we're talking about. But how about deers? We know about deer.
That's right.
It says here in Psalm 42, as the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you,
yes, Lord.
O God. Mm. You ever get thirsty?
Yes, Lord.
I mean really thirsty. You know, like, I got to have something to drink, like, right now. Well, you know, are you thirsty for the Lord?
Yes, Lord.
Do you have a thirst for spiritual things? Do you have a thirst for the things of God? You know, sometimes we develop an appetite for things. You know, there are things that we like. Somebody brought in some donuts this morning, and there was only one Boston cream donut. Well, now, I can't tell you.
We don't want to talk about that.
We don't want to talk about
it. No, I have to repent now because.
Well, you're just brokenhearted because you didn't get the Boston
cream.
That's
right.
That's right.
I watched it go by.
And we won't tell everybody who got it.
That's right.
But the thing is that, you know, sometimes we develop an appetite. You just got to have it.
Yes, Lord.
You know, I was talking the other day. I said, I have been known to get into my car and drive across town to a certain place to get a milkshake from that place because that's the place that makes real ones.
That's right.
You know, they make real old-fashioned ice cream milkshakes. And I don't want one of those
syrupy ones.
Syrupy,
yeah,
you know.
Poured
out of a can thing or whatever they, you know, I want real ice cream with syrup.
That's right.
Whipped cream, cherry on top, you know, the old fashioned. And, you know, you have an appetite.
Yes.
For something. Nothing is going to stop you from getting it.
Yeah.
I remember a few days ago, I got hungry and I wanted a chili dog. You ever have, you get cravings like that?
Oh, yeah.
Man, I got to have a chili dog.
Yeah, have a chili dog.
And so I thought, well, maybe there's some chili and hot dogs here in the house. And I looked, nope. And so I had to drive to a place where I could get a chili dog. Had an appetite. Well, what about the things of God?
Yes, Lord.
You know, are you hungry for the Word of God? You know, a lot of times we're hungry for something and we don't have the means to make it ourselves. There's no hot dogs in the house. You got to go somewhere to get it. And sometimes you're hungry for the things of God. And I think, Paul, this is what you were talking about, you know, being away from the church, going to college, being focused on your career, kind of getting away, but there was still a hunger there.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Still something that was
nagging at you, I guess.
Nagging at you. There was something that says, hey, man, I'm hungry for
this.
Drawing
you, yeah.
Right.
And sometimes when you're hungry for the things of God, well, it's Tuesday afternoon and the church is not open. You got a lot of things to do and you're out there driving around trying to take care of things. And your heart is saying you need to stop and hear the Word of God. You need to stop and spend time with God. And do you realize it's as easy as turning on a radio dial?
Yes, it is.
And hearing the music and the message of Jesus Christ, it'll help feed that need, you know, to help feed the soul, feed the spirit. The Bible tells us, whatsoever things are lovely, if there be any praise, if there be any good report, to think on these things. And sometimes we just get hungry. I don't know about you, but sometimes I just get hungry for the Word of God. I want to get into the Bible. I want to read. I want to see it. Have you read it before? Yes. But, you know, I never get tired of hearing my wife tell me that she loves me.
That's right.
And I never get tired of hearing the Word of God.
Amen.
And knowing that, you know, it's what God is saying to us. You know,
yes,
we were reading from the Psalm the other day. He said, tell them that I love them.
Tell him I love him.
Tell him I love him.
That's right.
And that's what it's about.
And he does.
Paul is here, and he was telling us a little bit, you know, being away and getting back. Is that something that speaking to you today is?
Well, a little bit. That's kind of why I'm here, to, you know, let other people, and you'll hear through the story that we all go through things, and through those things, we kind of want to touch others, or, you know, expound on our experiences, and then let them know or interact or feel, you know, empathize with other people.
That's right.
Essentially.
That's
so,
right.
I mean, like you said, getting back to the Bible and that urge or that craving, something nudging you to get back to it, because, you know, things, like I said, weren't great at work. I did have a job and I was appreciative, but maybe not as much as I should have been.
Right.
And so, you know, with the restructuring and the economy and all this and the downsizing of this and that, it turns out that the store I was managing, the old manager was coming back because the regional people got demoted. So you either retire, you get back to your
right.
old position,
mm-hmm.
or we let you go. You know, there were three options. So I was managing a store and everyone was happy. We had our best month ever on certain break points and, mm-hmm. you know, bonus this.
Nice.
It was looking good. And then all of a sudden, the regional person comes in, or her boss comes in and says, I'm sorry, this is your option. We let you go. Or you go to a store that's farther away, and now your position's, you know, backed off. You're no longer manager. It's a bigger store.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been fine.
Bless you.
But it turns out, you know, there's a blessing even in that. I'm mm-hmm. thinking, okay, great, less money. You want me to travel farther, make less money, and work less hours. I was mm-hmm. down to 30 hours from 40. So mm-hmm. I'm like, this is sounding great, right? Turns out, I could listen to the show, WCNO, for an extra half hour going to work and then coming home. You know, I'd listen to my David Jeremiah CDs or whatever, you know, packet I just got, and it was great. So I'd listen to WCNO on the way to work, and then just more inspirational stuff, or listen to the WayFM or anything else, mm-hmm. just for, mm-hmm. you know, other songs. And it was kind of a blessing in disguise, and it lasted for a while. I still wasn't too happy with the job, so I wound up, they trimmed the fat because they could tell that we weren't happy, a few of us, and it was kind of sad mm-hmm. because, you know, you don't appreciate it until it's gone. You don't
yes.
know what you got till it's gone,
yes,
right? Isn't that how the phrase goes?
And that's it.
It's really sad now looking back. I'm glad things worked out the way they did, but you don't appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't appreciate, okay, it's still a job. It's still income. You still get your medical benefits.
Right.
You have all these blessings that you don't realize because you're pouting mm-hmm. or you're not content. Contentment
right.
is so huge, just
yeah.
being happy with where you are.
Mm.
That's a truth.
And the Bible, it's funny that you said that, because when I lost my job after that, I had the need to just start reading, getting into the Word again.
Mm.
And that prodded me into that. So one thing led to another.
Amen.
And you don't realize it at the time, but reflecting back now, I read the Bible every day. You said, have you read it before? Yeah. Well, now I'm on my third one.
Mm-hmm.
I've read a couple different versions. And believe it or not, it's a children's version this time.
Yeah.
And then the next one is an advanced one, like mm-hmm. the David Jeremiah Study Bible, with all the Cliff's Notes and everything else to go along with it. But the simplicity of the children's Bible, just it's incredible, because I've read the other two,
mm-hmm.
and now going back to this, it's all so clear. It's like easy reading now.
Easy reading.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah,
and I missed stuff before because the wordage or the verbiage. And
I like what Dr. McGee says. He likes to teach the Word of God, and he likes to put it on the lower shelf so the kids can get to it.
Yeah,
you know? That's it.
Yeah.
You know, and
the heart of a child, or the mind of a child.
That's right. And, you know, it's a simple story, the gospel.
Yes, it is.
You know, it's not a hard story to tell. It's not a hard story to understand. You know, one of my friends, he has a song, Even a Child.
Yes.
Can understand this.
Yeah.
You know, that somebody loved you, gave their life for you, died that you might have life and have it abundantly. It's mm-hmm. an easy story. And, you know, so many times, I think, as having been in the ministry, and, you know, pastors sometimes they try to think up a novel and new way to tell the old story.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's an old song, I love to hear the story.
Yeah.
Or tell me the old story.
That's right.
You know, it's the same message,
yes,
no matter how you tell it, whether it's the King James Version,
yep.
the NIV, the Children's Bible, a Study Bible. The bottom line is, it's Jesus Christ came
Amen.
To seek and save the lost.
Thank you, Lord.
And that's what this radio ministry is about. It's about sharing that message. And so, friends, this morning we're asking you that if you appreciate the fact that Jesus came and gave his life for you, and you want to share that message with others, then why not do it by calling today and giving a gift of support to make sure this radio ministry right here, WCNO, can continue on the air. Would you do that? The phone lines are open at 772-221-1100, toll free 1-888-221-8990. You know, we have a number of folks that are just so good to us and are a big blessing to us. We have some friends that are underwriters here at WCNO.
Yes, that's right.
Precious Metals Reclaiming Services down in West Palm Beach. And they're a corporate underwriter of the ministry. And they're giving a $500 matching funds challenge
that just came in. Bless
you. And so we're very grateful to all of our good friends there at Precious Metals Reclaiming Services in West Palm Beach. And they're going to give a $500 matching funds challenge. So I've got to get my timer. How much time? We're going to give 30 minutes to this?
Yeah, give it a half hour.
All right, half an hour.
We're coming to the top of the
hour. If we talk about it until 8 o'clock, well, listen, we could wrap this up. I'm going to put 30 minutes on my timer, and that way I can keep track of it. But if you call right now, Precious Metals Reclaiming Services is going to match up your gift dollar for dollar up to $500.
Hmm.
Just a way to kind of speed things up here and get things rolling. So I'm going to start the timer right now with 29 minutes and 58 seconds left.
Whoa.
People sometimes wonder, quick. Paul, you know, you see my big high-tech
bring that
timer
back.
That's
here?
Pretty fancy, Tom.
Pretty fancy.
Yeah. Pretty fancy.
Okay, I think it was $8 at one of the places
here. I have
here.
To squint to see.
But
the
it counts down, to, yeah, it counts down the minutes and the seconds here. Yeah. But Precious Metals Reclaiming Services going to match up your gift dollar for dollar up to $500. If you give $100 right now, it's worth $2. You give $50, it's worth $100. $20 is worth $40.
That's right.
$20 a month is $120 over the next 6 months. And so if you give $20 a month this morning, Precious Metals Reclaiming Services is going to match your gift dollar for dollar right now. And we just want to encourage you to pick up the phone, give us a call. Watch that phone number.
772. That's 772-221-1100 or toll-free 1-888-221-8990.
There you go, 772-221-1100. And you can also go online to our website. I'm going to check that in just a moment. Maybe you're checking your email this morning. Maybe you're surfing the web for a new pair of shoes or whatever you're doing. Right now would be a good time to slip over to WCNO.com and you can make your donation by credit card or a pledge online at our website, WCNO.com. So there you go. Precious Metals is going to match up your gift, and we hope that you'll call right now. We've got some more music for you. Make a change.
Amen.
And as we listen to this, we're going to be at the phones, ready to take your call. 772-221-1100.
Toll free 1-888-221-8990.
I stood there and watched as he curled into a chair and cried all night again. And since he was snatched right out of his mother's hands, he's never been the same. Every stoplight he goes, car to car, knocking on windows and begs for some petty change. As he walks without shoes, he's got swollen heels and toes. To him, that's not strange. Every day in their life is just another dead end. There's only hunger and strife till we step in. So it's never too late just to make a change. So hold out your hand. So hold